The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Here's the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, dedicated on this day in the year 324. Now, that's an old church. The dedication of the Lateran Basilica, the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome, the church's own, the Pope's own cathedral church, dedicated in honor of Saints John the Baptist and Saint John the Evangelist. And I've told you all about that before, okay? So I'm not going to tell you about that again this time. We'll talk about something different. Not so much about that church as about the church, because that's a real important subject these days. Perfect opportunity to talk about it as well. St. Paul tells the Corinthians in the second reading, "You are the dwelling place of God on earth." He tells that to the Corinthians, and he tells that to us as well. You are the dwelling place of God on earth. And Jesus in the gospel shows us just how important it is to him that his dwelling place is pure. Now, back in the Old Testament, the temple in Jerusalem was the dwelling place of God on earth. That was the place where God and man met, where sacrifice was offered for the forgiveness of sins, and where all wrong things were set in right order. Temple of Jerusalem. Well, in the New Testament, Jesus himself is the dwelling place of God on earth. Because he's God come down to earth. He's the place in his very person where God and man meet, where sacrifice is offered for the forgiveness of sins, and where all that is wrong is set in right order. And then, just as now, the Lord is going to purify his dwelling place. Because let's remember what St. Paul said. You're the dwelling place of God on earth. Then, just as now, our Lord wants his dwelling place to be made pure. And it is being made pure. The Lord is already busy purifying his church. You know John Henry Cardinal Newman? He's one of my favorites, by the way. John Henry Cardinal Newman had a prophecy about the days in which we're living right now. He once said, "I give thanks to God that I live in a time in which the enemies of the church are outside of the church. I know who they are, and I can see what they do. But there will come a day in which the enemies of the church are inside the church. And I pray for all those who will be caught in that crossfire." Have those days arrived? Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Listen, the enemies of the church are still outside the church. Don't get me wrong, right? Don't get me wrong. But we are living through days in which the enemies of the church are inside the church. And believe me, our Lord is going to purify his dwelling place. You know, that means he's going to purify the church worldwide. But it also means he's going to purify the church at every other level. He's going to purify the church at the diocesan level. Because the whole church exists at every diocese, at every diocesan level. He's going to purify the church at the parish level. He's going to make every last one of his parishes places where God and man meet, where sin is forgiven, and where all that is wrong is set right. But here's where it gets even closer to home. Did you know that every family is a domestic church? You know, we teach that as a church. Just as the church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, every family is called to be one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Do you think that the domestic church under your roof might need purification? If the answer is no, you're delusional, okay? So he's going to purify the domestic church too. And here's what really hits close to home. You're the dwelling place of God on earth ever since your baptism. Ever since your baptism, you're the place where our Lord dwells. And you got to be crazy to think he doesn't need to purify that dwelling place as well. So what's it look like when our Lord purifies his dwelling place? Does he weave a bullwhip out of cords and knock over tables like he did back in the Gospel of John? No, no. You know where the church was most pure in all of history? It was on Calvary. That's the place where God and man met. That's the place where sacrifice was offered for the forgiveness of sins. And that's the place where all that was wrong was set right. So if you want to know what it looks like when God purifies his church, take a look at Calvary. That's going to happen at the international level, at the diocesan level, at the parish level. And here's where it really hits close to home. It needs to happen at the level of your own life as well. This is where you and I willingly embrace the cross. What does that mean? That means daily acts of self-denial. That means voluntarily embracing all of those difficulties, the ones we can't control, like illnesses, like different hardships and even tragedies, or small things like inconveniences or like the weather. And it means embracing the things that we can control. Voluntary acts of self-denial. That's where the curse of selfishness is reversed. That's where we're set free from the prison of the ego. That's where the dwelling place of God is made pure. You and I can choose to embrace it. Let's never forget that the church is made up of living stones, right? The only reason the church is a mess all across the board is because one way or another, so too are a mess each of his members. So you and I, we need to get busy embracing the purification that our Lord sends to each of us. I've chosen and consecrated this house, says the Lord, that my name may be there forever. May it be true of the church. May it be true for each one of us as well. We'll ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. John the Evangelist and St. John the Baptist, pray for us.